It started with the colour purple and jumped quickly to the third life of Grange Copeland, to Meridian, then to Zora Neale Hurston, her novel Their Eyes Were Watching God, her short story collection Spunk, and her indefinable but let's try, part memoir, part folk study of mules and men. Soon my teenage obsession settled on the women of the Harlem Renaissance. I was above 110th Street in 1920s Manhattan. Soon I was crying at Nella Larsen's Quicksand and Passing. A year later, I was slack-jawed at Toni Morrison's Beloved, then her Sula, her The Bluest Eye. And who was I? An 18-year-old country white girl in rural Herefordshire. But I was an 18-year-old country white girl in rural Herefordshire with a library across from my bus stop and a long wait. I was lucky. This is what Alice Walker opened up at that time. The success of The Colour Purple, and this was the pre-Spielberg adaptation, illuminated a whole section of literature that had been invisible to me and many others. The white 1980s British country girl clearly wasn't looking hard enough, but... It was through Walker I found Audre Lorde, Maya Angelou, Gloria Naylor, Anne Petrie. But it was what Alice Walker did in her essay, Looking for Zora, in her non-fiction collection In Search of Our Mother's Gardens, that was the specific touch paper. Walker's generosity in celebrating what had come before, what had ignited her, opened up a world for readers. In reaching back to Zora Neale Hurston and bringing this writer's work back into a spotlight that even a rural British girl could find at Ross-on-Wye Library, well, this was the world opening up to me. 3 years later, my English literature undergraduate thesis was primarily on Zora Neale Hurston. Mind you, I still had to track down a copy of Mules and Men from the States. I still remember the plain brown hardback that cost me £55 and the airmail packet it came in. 2 years after this, I applied for graduate study at New York University and Fulbright funding. The funding came through, and my subject area? African American women's writing. So thank you, Alice. Thank you, Zora.